So here we are on Girl Chat, just getting rolling, and I've got one, two, three in the studio with me. Starting off with Melanie Bradley. Hello.
Hello, Robin. So great to be here with you today.
So for those who may be wondering, is that Pastor Tony Scott, is that his daughter from the church? And yes, it is. And she's the one who runs the shebang.
She really
well,
does.
I do
it's
my
true.
Best.
Yeah, you guys got to get close to the mic just okay. So you know. But Melanie has brought in her two daughters. So why don't you introduce them to us so they can say hi too.
First, we have Olivia.
Hello.
And then we have Mackenzie.
Hey, guys.
Unbelievable. So Mackenzie was just in last week with, actually a couple of weeks ago, with her grandfather. And Olivia hasn't been on in quite a long time.
In years, Robin. So I don't even know. Years.
I love it that you're here. This is awesome. So I was thinking, let's have the three girls on for Girl Chat, obviously.
Yes.
And Melanie, we'll start with you because, of course, these years in you and your husband's lives are different, mm-hmm. very different from what they have been in the past. The
yes.
girls were in your home. You were cooking and baking and cleaning and teaching.
Oh, some of that.
I don't know about the baking.
Don't go too far there, Robin.
Okay, all right. But now, mm-hmm. the birds are flying off. Mm-hmm. And, this is what happens as your children get older and you have to cut loose. So initially, of course, it happened with Olivia a few years back.
Yes. So Olivia went to school in the fall of 2020, which was, the year of all
wow.
the craziness. And
yes.
So she went then, and then Mackenzie just went this past year, the fall of 23.
Right.
So, yes, I'm an empty nester. And, a lot of people say that. And I know this is kind of corny, but I saw this recently, and it really resonated with me. I'm not an empty nester. I'm a bird launcher. And
ooh,
I feel like that's exactly what
oh my gosh.
My life is right now. I don't have the sadness or the, depression or things that come with being an empty nester. I actually have the joy and the opportunity and the privilege to launch them into their adult lives.
Wow.
And that's kind of changed my whole perspective on it.
Maybe you should all break out in song and sing I'll Fly Away.
Right, right.
They definitely flew away.
Yeah.
10 hours away in a
they're
very
both,
small
you're both
town.
In the same school.
Yeah, we're
yes.
together.
So we're at Ramp University in Hamilton, Alabama.
Very, okay. very, very small town. They don't even have a Chick-fil-A there. So
what?
There's nothing.
It's very, very small. And we didn't really know that was the way it was going to work out. That's not the way that we had planned it or that anyone thought it was going to work out. But okay. they have gotten to spend this last year, which is Olivia's fourth year and Mackenzie's first year living there together.
Isn't that special?
It is.
Wow.
It
very
is.
Cool. I love it. And Olivia, you're going to be graduating.
Yeah, I'm done. I've done 4 years. It just went by so fast, like in a snap of a finger. But just like my mom said, I've been so grateful to have at least 1 year just with my sister. And just because I left
yeah.
and I left. And when I left for college, we weren't super close. And so, she was still growing up and she didn't want to be close with her sister. And that
right.
was okay. But
yeah.
I think now we've gotten to a point where we had that year together and, mm-hmm. Got to be close. And just she's one of my best friends in the whole world.
Aww.
And so now I'm sad that we've had 1 year together and now I'm leaving and she's staying
oh
and it's
goodness.
Just a whirlwind.
Yes.
Well, we'll get back with more here on Girl Chat on 102.3 Proclaim FM. It's Melanie, Mackenzie, and Olivia here in the studio with me, and it's just fun.